You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Ena Valencia to score and West Ham to win is 3-1, and Jordan Ayew to score and Aston Villa to win in the market at 9-1. Derek, West Ham are still going well in the league. Six at this stage of the season is no mean feat, and they've been playing very good football as well. Only a draw at Anfield in the FA Cup, but got a good point against Manchester City prior to that. As for Aston Villa, they rolled over, had their tummy tickled at the weekend against Manchester City in the FA Cup. At least they had strung a few performances back-to-back prior to that. How do you see this match, West Ham versus Villa?
Well, I was about to say, I find it hard to pick a winner here, almost as hard as David Cameron finds to pick who to support. but 17-20 West Ham, it has to be that, doesn't it? I thought they were disappointing against Liverpool. They were in my nap, as you know. Anyway, they didn't seem to be at the races that day, but they still comfortably held Liverpool at bay, so there's something to be said for them. This is a league game, they're flying in it. They're better away from home, we've seen, than at home this season, but it's not often they play at home to teams as weak as Aston Villa, and that performance by Villa at the weekend in the Cup, or, you know, it was in the Cup, and Lee suspected that they might throw that one to concentrate on staying up. 7-2 just ain't big enough to be interested in Villa here. I think there's a big gulf in class between these two sides, and to be honest, I'm a little bit surprised that West Ham are almost around the even money mark. I thought there'd be something like 4-6 further down the list. Everton are at home to Newcastle, and Everton are 4-6. I thought West Ham would be something similar.
17-20, the Hammers to win this game. The draw is 12-5. Villa in the betting at 7-2. If you're looking for a goal scorer, Lee, the headline offer might not be too bad here. Ena Valencia has scored as many goals in his last three Premier League appearances, four in total, as he had in his previous 39 games in the Premier League. So he's bounced back to form in a serious way. 3-1 for him to score and West Ham to win. We know Aston Villa are pretty much doomed. They have picked up slightly recently.
Yeah, one of their 13 points came in the other fixture. I think it was on Boxing Day, wasn't it, when they drew 1-1 with West Ham. The away form's not particularly clever. They do pick up a few draws away from home. When you look in the last six matches, including the FA Cup game, and I'm being very kind to them here because that was at Wickham, they have drawn four games. But if you just look at Premier League, obviously they aren't great. They don't score many goals away from home. They're second worst at shots on target away from home in the Premier League. As Derek said, you want a bigger price than 7-2 if you're going to start trying to make arguments for them winning here. And it's pointless, really, isn't it? Barring something stupid happening on the night, you know, Villa shouldn't win this game. And I agree with Derek. I think the 17-20 for West Ham to win is decent. You know, West Ham aren't a team you would normally just put straight into an acca, but I think that's the kind of price that you would put in there. They've been scoring goals at home as well. If you look at the Premier League, they had a little bit of a barren spell where they couldn't score at home, but then scored two in each of the last three matches. Because I was looking at the West Ham to win an over 2.5 goals. Being that, you know, the old adage about, you know, kind of under the lights and on a night time, you know, good crowd there. I think West Ham might have to score all three of them, though, if they're going to do it. And that's my worry about this. Because West Ham to win an over 2.5 goals is 19-10. Villa don't score many, but they are capable of scoring. Didn't score at West Brom or Norwich, but scored at Sunderland, Newcastle, scored at Southampton, at Tottenham, two at Liverpool, two at Leicester. I'm going to go for it. Because I think that West Ham could get stuck into them here. You've got great players who can score from nothing as well. I'm going to go for West Ham to win over 2.5 goals.
19-10.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.